It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
First of all, the student loan bailout. There's something inherently immoral about it.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I think education has been hijacked. A number of years has kind of dissed people that work with their hands.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Gosh, we should have been teaching kids kindergarten through high school about return on investment. If you're going to take on this debt, what is your ROI?
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. And thank you to the team I work with. That's producer Steve, producer Luke, Zach, Patty, Keith, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Wednesday, producer Steve.
You weren't sure, were you? Wednesday, hump day, May 31st. So you know what that means.
Tomorrow's June 1st. It also means that it is Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants. You buy 20 wings, you get an additional 10 for free, and that is for to go or to dine in. What I like is the smoked wings, crispy, with the lemon pepper rub or the Texas barbecue rub. And I like all drums as well. I'm pretty picky about my wings, producer Steve.
You know, I don't know that I've ever actually gone out and ordered wings by themselves. So I'm, you know, I can't really comment one way or the other. Now, yes, have I gone to a football game? Obviously that's a football game or any other sporting event type fare for a party that's geared around that type of thing. But I'm just not a really wing expert.
You're not a wing expert. Well, Hooters wings are great. And for those that love wings, Hooters Wednesday special is a great deal. Of course, great place to get together to watch the games. The Nuggets start the NBA playoffs tomorrow. So best of luck to the Nuggets, correct?
Yes, tomorrow night here in Denver, game one. Game two will be Sunday.
Okay, go Nuggets. And first time in history. It takes a lot to get to a finals, whether or not it's a little league team or if it is a pro team. It takes a lot to get to the finals, so it's a pretty cool thing for them. So good luck on that. And, of course, Hooters Restaurants is a great place to watch the games. And how they became sponsors of the show, it's a really interesting story about freedom and free markets and capitalism, and you can find that at my website. And that website is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter there. You'll get first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice on an independent station searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Let's jump over here to our quote for the day. And I went to Milton Friedman on this. Milton Friedman was born in 1912. He died in 2006. He was an American economist and statistician who received the 1976 Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences for his research on consumption analysis, monetary history and theory, and the complexity of stabilization policy. With George Stigler and others, Friedman was among the intellectual leaders of the Chicago School of Economics, a neoclassical school of economic thought associated with the work of the faculty of the University of Chicago that rejected Keynesianism, I guess that is. John Keynes, right? Anyway, I mean, it's Keynesianism, isn't it, Steve?
There you
gosh,
go.
Darn
there
it.
You go.
I gosh
knew,
darn it.
Sooner or later, I didn't know. But I knew, hey, that's not it. That's not it. But there you go. You found it.
Keynesianism in favor of monetary. Gosh darn it. It is quicksand for me on some of this pronunciation. I got to get better at this. In favor of monetarism and the. Anyway, let's just put it this way. He was a leader, a giant in economic thought. I'm just going to stop there. How's that, Steve?
Okay, well, go ahead and give it to us, and then I have a thought about how these guys think.
Okay, this is Milton Friedman, quote, "A society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. A society that puts freedom before equality will get a high degree of both."
All right, my question is, or my observation is these guys, they obviously think on a different plane, and it's the plane of what is to come type of thing. I mean, if he passed away in, what, 2006? So, right. So he uttered these words, you know, sometime back, you know, before our current situation with, you know, the things that are going on, the fun and games that the left keeps throwing out there, or, you know, the incredible...
The Keynesianism.
Oh, yeah,
and that is spinning ourselves into oblivion.
So, you know, they put these things out there, and it's like they definitely do think on another plane because they can see where things are going.
Yeah. Well, and they were realists as well. And so anyway, also who studied under him was Gary Becker, Robert Fogel, Thomas Sowell, and Robert Lucas Jr. I did want to get to that and I'm so sorry to all of you to butchering some of those words up. That is, when we talk about the battle of language, I guess I'm having one today, Steve.
Well, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. It's like you inadvertently put these traps out there and thinking, yeah, I'm all set to go. I'm ready to go. And then comes that word, whether it's the word of the day or something that's embedded like this one was.
Well, I can say the word of the day today, and it's propitious. I practiced that. I made sure I was on that. Likely to result in success or showing signs of success. So I did this in a sentence. With the Denver Nuggets playing so well, it looks like they will have a propitious NBA final.
Well done.
Thank you. After going through that minefield, that's a good thing. Okay, let's see. Let's get to some headlines. And the first one that I wanted to get to was this one regarding, this is from the Colorado Sun, and the headline is this. Oh, no, that's not the one I wanted. I lost it here, Steve. I thought I had all of them up here, and I accidentally moved that around. So our first one was regarding the EV vehicles. And this is XL. Oh, this is the Denver Gazette that I need to find that. Hold on here. I think I got it. Here we go. And it is Xcel wants customers to pay $140 million to build EV charge network. And this is from the Denver Gazette. So clearly, this is something we're looking at all kinds of force, coercion. They want to charge people more that will not be using these EV charging facilities to charge cars that they don't want. And this has force all over it, Steve.
My first thought as I got halfway through it, because this one caught my attention right away. I mean, that's probably the first one I went to. Let's go back 100 years when automobiles were first really making the scene, not just in the urban areas, but starting to spread out as more and more roads and stuff were built. Obviously, they were gasoline powered. Who paid for the gas stations?
Well, the customers and the providers of the gasoline, correct?
Well, yeah, well, the oil companies and whatnot. So, you know, they're in capitalism. It was just a way that a system was put in place that would support the, you know, the coming of the automobile and making it practical. This one, I don't think it's the same thing. This is an apples and oranges.
It is not. And you can look at the very first sentence in this piece from the Denver Gazette. It says, as part of its state mandated, there is one of your force words right there, a state mandated. And what could go wrong? A state is, so your government mandated transportation electrification plan. Xcel Energy is seeking permission to bill ratepayers $140 million to build a statewide company-owned high-speed EV charging network. We're looking at about 460 charging stations that represents about 10% of the need that the state's going to have by 2030 to support those 940,000 EVs. Nadia El Malak, Vice President of Clean Transportation and Strategic Partnerships at Xcel, said in an interview. It says plans by utilities to build their own EV charging network have led to sharp criticisms of unfair competition. Charge Ahead Partnership, a national coalition of more than 100 businesses, organizations, and individuals working to expand access to the EV charging market, said utility-led deployment of EV charges discourage competition and unfairly burden business and residential consumers with paying for the utility's charging network. That pretty well nails it, don't you think, Steve?
Well, I'm stuck on that second paragraph. Now, just look at the numbers that she's quoting. We're looking at 460 charging stations. That represents about 10% of the need that the state's going to have by 2030. So where's the other 90%? I mean, what have you really accomplished if you've only got 10% of the need covered?
Well, and let's think about it, Steve. What is, let's see, Colorado...
Now, I guess I can answer.
Colorado, population is about 5.5 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 940,000 EVs. I guess they also want to move the, all government vehicles to EVs as well. This is getting onto a grid that already is under pressure. And as we are learning, EVs actually use these rare earth minerals that China controls. So here, Colorado Polis is playing right into this. And again, this hurts everyday people that are just trying to keep it together by increasing the rates for the energy, for the power that they want to power their lives the way they want to live their lives. And again, state mandated. Those are the two words that I think people really need to drill down on.
Well, I guess, like I said, I could might be able to answer my own question regarding if that's only 10%. Another large piece of that comes now since we're mandating that new home construction includes charging for an EV, whether you have one or not. That's probably another large component of it. But either way, it still comes down on the back of the consumer.
It does, and it's state mandated. This is so state mandated is the total opposite of free market freedom. So anyway, that was our first headline. We've got others that we want to share with you, but again, this was from the Denver Gazette, and again, the title is Xcel wants to build customers $140 million to build massive company-owned EV charging network. But as you read a little bit further, this only gets at 10% of the way to where they to their estimates. We look at these important issues because of our great sponsors, and the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team is also one of those great sponsors. Roger has been helping people in his community, our community, his providing for his family and giving back to the community for 47 years. And for help with all your insurance needs, the Roger Mangan team can help. They run like a well-oiled machine. They strive for excellence, and so pleased to have them as partners. So again, like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team is there, and that phone number is 303-795-8855.
Most of us have been there. That surprise crunch when you backed into a car in a parking lot or someone rear-ended you at a stoplight. First thing you do is stop and breathe. Second, say a prayer of gratitude that no one was hurt. Third, look for your insurance card. And fourth, be grateful that you have your insurance with Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. You can breathe easier knowing that you can reach the Roger Mangan team 24/7 when you need them. For that Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance peace of mind, call Roger Mangan today at 303-795-8855. That's 303-795-8855.
Stay up to date on issues in public health and science by signing up and reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. Find more information about Popular Rationalism at kimmunson.com.
It's Colorado. We want warm homes in the winter and cool, comfortable homes in the summer. Johnny Stubbs Services is the heating and air conditioning company to call to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts provide proper guidance to help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Johnny Stubbs Services. Schedule your air conditioning check before summer arrives at johnnystubservices.com and receive a great gift. That's johnnystubservices.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. First thing I wanted to mention is an event tonight. This is Wednesday, May 31st, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Rockley's Event Center, which is in Lakewood. It's at 8555 West Colfax. And it is an event that is being sponsored by Ramey Johnson. She is a former state legislator and also former city councilwoman in Lakewood, as well as the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, CUT. And it will be an end of legislative session wrap up. Natalie Minton will present. I will present. And I did want to give a shout out to my fellow board members on the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. These people have done an amazing job this year. We have, I put my eyeballs on every piece of legislation. Can't tell you exactly. I mean, there were 680 pieces of legislation that were proposed this year. But then the team actually went in and rated or took positions on well over 200 of those pieces of legislation within looking at the pledge cut. And you can find all that at the Colorado Union of Taxpayers website, and it's coloradotaxpayers.org. But I want to say thank you to each of these board members for their dedication to the people of Colorado. This is an all-volunteer group. And so Steve Dorman, Greg Goliansky, Russ Haas, Bill Hamill, Carl Honecker, Rob Knuth, John Nelson, Joseph O'Loughlin, Wendy Warner, and Marty Nielsen. My friends, as Coloradans, you owe these people a debt of gratitude for the time that they have dedicated to this, because freedom is not free, but freedom, people don't realize, I mean, there's no special interest in freedom. And so it takes a lot of volunteer work to stand for freedom, producer Steve.
I'm just thinking, I guess I recognize a couple of the names on that list you just read. And it's interesting because, well, in terms of the connection of where I know them from. So very neat.
Oh,
very cool.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, be sure and tell them thank you. As we're going down this. A couple of other things. This is another headline. This is from the Colorado Sun. Colorado offers millions in grants to help government, business truck, and car fleets go electric. So it says clean electrification mandates for big trucks come at a big cost. So new grants can defray the company's expenses. So does this not look like a web, Steve? So first of all, it's state mandated. Then you have Xcel over here asking to raise the rates on everybody across the state. Then you have the state mandating things for big trucks, but then giving money to them as grants. Can you not see what a terrible web this is that they are weaving? And again, this goes to a power source of wind and energy that is not as reliable, is not as efficient, obviously not as affordable, and not as abundant as what fossil fuels are. But this assault on fossil fuels here by all of these mandates and then these grants, it's a house of cards, because these things cannot stand on their own, Steve.
Well, both of these stories, the one that you just now talked about and the other one about the charging station thing that they want to do, they're both based on this faulty premise. While electrification of vehicles, you know, I don't know how to describe it. Yeah, it sounds great. And it sounds like something we should be striving
for.
Well,
wait, it sounds great because that's what all they focused on. They don't talk about the real story of the fact that these rare earth minerals are mined in South Africa, of which China controls, by children, slave labor. They don't talk about all that, Steve.
Well, that's where I was headed there. The premise sounds wonderful, but there are so many holes in it.
There you go.
That they're sweeping it under the carpet, or they just don't even know how to talk about. What have they done to the power grid? Well, you know, these they're still out looking at different plants, power plants that can be shut down. And again, I'm just grabbing, you know, I'm spitballing numbers here. Say a 300 megawatt station. Oh, we're going to shut that one down. Well, what is your 300 megawatt replacement? Well, nobody wants to talk about that because we can't guarantee that these renewables are going to provide continuous, you know, sustainable 300 megawatt power.
Exactly. So this whole thing is built on a house of cards, but I wanted to go over here. We think that Colorado is crazy. Well, we know that Oregon is in Crazyville, particularly Portland. And this is from, let's see here. I have it from Microsoft. It looks like it says the cool down. And I find these on different places, but it says city announces massive off-limits zone for delivery vehicles. If we were given the opportunity to outlaw cars, we would. And I guess this initially was from KGW8. It says officials intend to ban polluting delivery vehicles within a newly created zone in downtown Portland. The project has been made possible by a $2 million federal grant supported by the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure bill. Oh, remember that? And don't get me started on that. It says the new rule applies to a 16-block area that includes the Portland building, the federal building, and the county courthouse. Within this zone, gas and diesel-powered vehicles will not be allowed to make deliveries or pickups of any kind. Steve, as I had mentioned to you, I used to go back to New York on a regular basis when I was in the ladies' clothing business. And I can remember getting up early and seeing the city start to wake up. And you would see all kinds of delivery trucks that were making deliveries of, say, flour and sugar and to the restaurants. I mean, just delivery trucks everywhere. How on earth do they think that they are going to function when they're making rules like this, Steve? I do not get it.
Painfully, and you can see it in a lot of different areas, especially when a politician comes to the microphone to talk about his, oh, case in point here, this John Kerry thing on Fox News website. And their mouth is moving, but they're not saying anything. And their level of expertise on their supposed subject is so limited. And, you know, so to what you're, the picture that you're painting here, watching these different types of delivery vehicles doing their thing in New York City, how many politicians really understand that's the way it really works? And they keep, the things they keep doing just are nothing but roadblocks.
Well, exactly. And you have to read on in this article. I mean, this is, you can't make this stuff up. It says businesses and government buildings in the area will still need to have materials delivered. So Portland is establishing a new distribution hubs outside the zone, according to KGW8. Larger delivery vehicles will be able to drop off their cargo, which will be transferred to EVs, including e-bikes and trikes, for final delivery. Portland has plans to partner with local business Beeline Sustainable Urban Delivery to provide this service. So now that is what you would call a PPP. Let's see. I'm drawing a blank. It is a business public-private partnership. There we go. PPP, public-private partnership. So that is where the public entity, City of Portland, will be partnering with a private entity that would be who they choose to provide the service. So this reeks of cronyism. This is the opposite of capitalism. And this is what socialism does, is government mandates. Then they pick the winners and losers on this. And then everybody else has to pay for it, Steve.
I would think if you were a serious business person to get into, to willingly enter into a PPP, you got to be half crazy. Why would you want a government entity, you know, intruding into your business? I mean, it might look very lucrative in, you know, up front, but after a while, once they get their tentacles into your business and around your throat, You know,
I see where you're headed with it. But no, what happens with a PPP, public-private partnership, is that government creates whatever it is, the business. So here, government is creating via mandates that trucks can't go in and make these deliveries, so that it will have to be e-bikes, trikes, and EVs. But then what they do is they are now partnering with one business. They're picking one business instead of other businesses that will be competing for that. They pick the one business then that will be the winner on all that. So it is cronyism on steroids is what it is actually, but they couch it as PPPs, public-private partnerships, but it is all about cronyism, no competition, no free market, no capitalism. Government creates these mandates and then they choose who gets to deliver on it. It is so unfair. And again, this will just increase the price of everything within those 16 blocks. I mean, you have to offload the truck onto these things. I mean, just think about just the additional cost on all that, Steve.
Well, I think of the company my son-in-law works for, large equipment. You know, they do preparation for large-scale projects in terms of getting the dirt ready, you know, in terms of earth mm-hmm. movers, bulldozers, whatnot. Wanting to buy new equipment from a company in California, they wanted to send their own trucks out to California to pick up the equipment to save a little bit on the delivery aspect. And California, or the business out there, said, well, fine, but at the border, when you reach the state border, your trucks cannot come in because they're not new enough to support our emission standards. So therefore, now you have to get a third-party entity to truck the equipment to the border and then exchange, you know, put the new equipment on your trucks. So the whole aspect of trying to save a few dollars in transportation costs or avoid a delivery charge went right out the window just because of the way, you know, California sees the world.
Right. Yeah, it is. Well, and Portland's right behind there on that. So again, this is all about force. Mandate is another force word out there. And of course, state mandated. What does that sound like? That sounds a lot like socialism moving into communism. But I guess that is kind of what's happening, not only here in Colorado, but in Oregon as well. And that's why we must shed light on this, inform you what's going on, get our brains around it, because these things can seem very complicated, so that we can engage in reasoned, rational conversations with our friends, our family, and our colleagues about these important issues that are out there. And we get to have these conversations because of great sponsors. And another one of those great sponsors is my chiropractor, Dr. Craig Stimson.
Pain can be exhausting and frustrating, and Kim was recently experiencing hip pain from life's wear and tear. Dr. Craig Stimson with Advantage Wellness Center was able to help. For over 35 years, Dr. Craig Stimson has been helping individuals and their entire families with non-surgical and drugless treatments to address sports injuries, back and neck pain, headaches, joint pain, and auto accident injuries. Call Dr. Craig at 303-691-1771 today for your appointment. Dr. Craig Stimson, he can help you too. That number is 303-691-1771.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has nearly 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine works to protect your property rights at the local, county, state, and national level. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. Working with Realtor Karen Levine helps you navigate through the process of buying or selling your home. Call Karen Levine to help you buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Call award-winning Realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. I am absolutely thrilled, and it is so timely to have as our next guest, and that is Paige Augustine, and she is the policy director for the Center for Renewing America. And they have been involved right there on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., regarding this debt ceiling fight that's been going on, and it seems like they've gotten to a deal. Paige, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You guys have been very busy. You've been working diligently from the Center for Renewing America regarding this debt ceiling deal, as well as trying to get to a balanced budget. So what's going on? Because I saw that some of the members of the Freedom Caucus were not happy with McCarthy yesterday.
Right. So let's go through the bad deal that Kevin McCarthy negotiated with Biden. So I think for perspective, it's really important to remember the bill that passed just a month ago, the Limit, Save, Grow Act, and just how good that bill really was to see how bad this bill is. That bill only gave Biden a one-year raise of the debt limit for $1.5 trillion. In exchange for that, they got $131 billion in real cuts this fiscal year. They got caps for 10 years. They got a spending level that was going back to pre-COVID spending levels. They got all of the Green New Deal tax credits that Biden passed out. And they got the IRS and its 87,000 new agents stopped funding that. And now what do we have? We have a bill that permanently locks in the COVID high spending levels. That's represents a 40% growth in federal spending. That is now locked in for the next 2 years. They got maybe $11 or $12 billion in cuts. They got watered down work requirements that are actually going to cost money. They're going to add more people to the SNAP food stamp rolls. It keeps all of the Biden new Green New Deal tax credits in place. They want to talk about an auto CR that will prevent
Resolution, right?
Yeah,
the CR is a continuing
resolution. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they say that there will be an automatic 1% cut to defense and non-defense discretionary spending if a CR is in place, a continuing resolution. And they think that that will help grease the wheel, so to speak, for all 12 appropriations bills to pass. But again, that's a fake auto CR. And actually, we think it will incentivize omnibus bills, which is when they cram everything together at the end of the year and everything gets a plus up and there's a bunch of bad stuff crammed in there. The IRS thing is just laughable. So that was $80 billion going to the IRS to hire 87,000 new agents, and literally they are cutting that by $1.4 billion. It's just on every single point when you go through the bill, it is laughable to say that this is a good deal. And so I think a really important thing to see is that as members in watch, as they digested it over the Memorial Day weekend, and the bill text, I think, came out Sunday evening, and as they started reading it, you saw more and more members saying, no, I can't vote for this. And this wasn't just your HFC members. This is your Nancy Mace's, more moderate members. This is your Wesley Hunt out of Texas. And so, as more and more members began to read through it, they said, no, we're not voting for this. No, we're not voting for this. So that is a really good outcome, is that even your non-HFC members, the more moderate conservative types, are saying they're not voting for this. And then another really important thing that I think we should, at a point of encouragement, is that yesterday, the Rules Committee is known as the Speaker's Committee. What the Speaker wants, he gets through the Rules Committee. It's the most important committee in the House. Well, two members of that committee voted no on the rule that sets this up for floor debate today. That was Chip Roy and Ralph Norman. So that's great progress. And we're on today. There will be a vote on the rule. And what really needs to happen is a majority of the Republicans need to vote no on this bill.
I think I saw a report that, and when you say HFC, that's the House Freedom Caucus, of which Lauren Boebert here in Colorado has been a real leader. And so I think I saw a news report yesterday that she said she would not vote for this. And I think I also saw that Ken Buck, Representative Buck, said that he would not vote for that. Anybody else from Colorado?
That's the two that have said no. We need people to call Doug Lamborn's office and tell him to vote no.
Okay, and I will get that phone number, and I bet Ann, we have one of our listeners is always really great about giving us that information as well. Paige, Augustine, how on earth did McCarthy get off the rails on this? I thought we were making great progress.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that's right. We did. We had a great bill, the Limit Save Grow Act that passed the House last month. Was a great bill, and for some reason, the D.C. cartel swamp got back around Kevin McCarthy, and he decides that the new thing is that he just wants to negotiate with Biden. And so I think he just has in his mind this old model for governing where he's going to have to make a deal with the Democrats and get Democrats to support whatever's going to pass, and that always leads to a worse outcome. It equals more spending. I can't tell you, Kim, how many times I've heard, well, we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, and that this is a great first step. This is a great first step. Well, I mean, I've been in Washington for 15 years, and I don't know how many first steps I've seen, and we're at $32 trillion in debt. So, yeah, it's an unwillingness to realize the moment that we are in, and that Kevin McCarthy had the majority of his conference at his back, even members that are not generally willing to go along. When I say HFC, those are the House Freedom Caucus members. Those are the conservatives of the House. Usually they are a problem for Kevin McCarthy, but they were with him. They helped pass that bill. And if Kevin had been working with his coalition, the Republicans, he would have stuck to the deal. He would have stuck to actual real spending cuts, going back to pre-COVID levels of spending, actually getting rid of all these IRS agents coming after the American people. He would have got the ability to maintain leverage. I think that's probably the worst part of this bill. It gives Biden an unlimited debt ceiling through January of 2025. That's after the presidential elections. That's the entirety of this term that Biden has, an unlimited ability to rack up debt. And what to do that means that we have now, we the Republicans, have basically shot ourselves in the foot. We don't have any leverage points to go forward. And so anybody who looks at this bill and says, oh, well, we'll fight on the appropriations process, well, that's completely disingenuous when they've given away every leverage opportunity that they have.
Right, 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 right. Okay, so Paige Augustine, coming in on my text line, and the text line 720-605-0647 is that the Capitol switchboard number is 202-224-3121. And Paige is recommending that we call and ask Representative Doug Lamborn to not. What are we asking exactly? Not vote for this, or tell us exactly what we need
no
to
deal.
Say.
Let's call his office and say no deal. This is a bad deal. Do not vote for this deal. No Republican should be voting for this bill today. The first vote will be on the rule. So the rule is what sets up the rules for floor debate. And so I don't know how Democrats are going to vote on this. This bill has been negotiated by Biden, their leader. So they might vote for this rule. But what we would need is all Republicans to vote no. And that would be basically unprecedented for the governing majority to vote their own rule down. But what Kevin McCarthy needs to see is that he has lost the confidence of the members of his conference, and they need to vote no.
So, and wasn't the deal with the House Freedom Caucus is that if something like this happened, there could be a vote to that he would no longer be speaker. Do I recall that correctly?
So it depends on what happens. Today is a really important day, and the fight right now is to defeat this bad deal. That is priority number one, is that this bill should not pass. And then we can go back and get to a better deal, go back to the Limit, Save, Grow Act. That's the other thing. The fact that Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, has changed the date at which we, quote, default, has been gone from June 1st to June 5th to maybe it's June 8th. The whole thing is like Lucy and Linus moving the football every single time. It's a fake deadline, and the whole thing was to create pressure. And unfortunately, Kevin McCarthy succumbed to that pressure. But the reality is the default is not on the table. There is enough money coming into the Treasury to pay interest on the debt, to pay Social Security, to pay for veterans. There's no world in which we should default. You prioritize payments with the money coming in. And then you go back to the Limit, Save, Grow Act. That bill has passed. So the other thing is that if they want to raise the debt ceiling, there is a bill sitting in the Senate that can do that today. So the priority to right now is to vote no on this bad deal. And if Kevin McCarthy feels the pressure that his conference is not with him, if the majority of the Republicans vote no on this bill, that puts us in a much better position to get a better deal. And that's what we want to happen.
Okay, so everybody, we all need to do one thing today, and that is to call Doug Lamborn's office. And again, the Capitol number that we're getting is 202-224-3121. And I'll try during, in between the hour one and hour two, to make sure that we have the direct line as well. I'm not quite sure if that's what that is. Paige, Augustine, first of all, I have to kind of pinch myself as I was scheduling this week. It's just very fortuitous that you that we happened to schedule you for today with all this is going on, because it's such an important day, Paige.
It is. This is a big fight. Like, there was a big fight yesterday, and I do really want your listeners to feel the encouragement of what we saw yesterday. The fact that there were two Republicans that said no on the Rules Committee, it's really actually shocking. They only needed one more Republican to say no, and we would have stopped the bill. The rule would not have passed out of committee, and it wouldn't go on to the floor. So the truth of that is just how important that committee was, and how important the speaker fight that we had earlier in the year was in getting conservatives on that committee. But then just the other reality of members are saying no. They're coming out publicly ahead of the vote saying, no, we're not for this. The more members that do that, the better. But now we're in the situation where today is another fight, and we need more members to say no. And I think that we have an opportunity to do that. It's not clear what the Democrats will do, but pushing Kevin McCarthy to lock arms with the Democrats, all Democrats, to pass this bill, all that will do is weaken him. And he I don't think he wants to do that. He had the opportunity. He still has the opportunity to be a historic speaker that gets real victories for the American people, gets real savings, goes after the woke and weaponized bureaucracy. You introduced me on the show. We put out a budget to attack the woke and weaponized bureaucracy. Stop funding the very people that hate you and hate your lifestyle and hate everything about you, and they use your taxpayer dollars to do it all with. So we have an opportunity to do that, and the way to do that is to take this bill down.
Okay. Okay. Couple of things. Paige, stay with me. Says when calling that number, that other number I gave you, said you would have to ask for Lamborn's office. So another listener gave us, the Colorado Springs office number. That's 719-520-0055. My friends, as I'm thinking about this ideological battle of ideas that is going on in America right now, it makes me think about two of these great nonprofits that I love working with. One of them is the USMC Memorial Foundation, and they are raising money to remodel the Marine Memorial, which is out at 6th and Colfax. to honor those that have given their lives, been willing to give their lives for our freedom. And so we need to honor them by contributing at usmcmemorialfoundation.org. But we also need to honor them by making a call today to Lamborn's office to say no to this as well. And so again, you can help them by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. The show comes to you because of a very important sponsors. One of those is Lauren Levy.
Knowledge is power. A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all your questions are answered. With nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Kim Munson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Hey folks, Matthew Dark here with exciting news about COVID justice and how you can be involved in this critical moment in history. Colorado Healthcare Providers for Freedom, in conjunction with COVIDpenalty.com, is leading the way in protecting everyone's legal right to refuse an investigational new drug. There is no law that can force you to participate in medical research, and we need your help in bringing these lawsuits to fruition. To donate and view impending lawsuits, visit ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com. That's ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com.
You want to be proactive about protecting your home and family in light of high crime and uncertain times. You need to go to Franktown Firearms. As a family-owned and family-friendly gun store and range, Franktown Firearms invites you to train and learn together. They want you and your family to be safe and confident in using the firearms you purchase. And while most ranges will teach you to shoot down a straight line, Franktown offers a more tactical approach where you're walking, ducking, drawing in more realistic scenarios, and always with safety as a top priority. Training your family to defend themselves is an important process. You need a patient and experienced trainer to work with. Franktown Firearms offers group classes, one-on-one training, and special shooting events like Tactical Fun Night to improve your skill and have fun while you're at it. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown and schedule your family's training today. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice on an independent station searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. I did want to mention the Center for American Values before we continue the conversation with Paige Augustine with the Center for Renewing America. And the Center for American Values focuses on honor, integrity, and patriotism. And it is founded by Drew Dix, Medal of Honor recipient, for actions that he took during the Vietnam War, and Brad Padula, who is an Emmy award-winning documentary film producer. And both Drew and Brad realized that we must continue to keep these stories alive of those that the Medal of Honor recipients that have stood in front of danger. They have stood there to protect lives. And their Portraits of Valor is a beautiful group of portraits of 160 Medal of Honor recipients that is just truly inspirational. And that is all located down at the Center for American Values in Pueblo, Colorado. And that website is AmericanValueCenters.org. And another Center for Renewing America, which I dearly love, is doing great work in Washington, D.C. And Paige Augustine, she is the policy director, is on the line. And we can do something today. And I'll give these two numbers. Thank you to all of our listeners. First of all, Representative Doug Lamborn's Colorado Springs office number is 719-520-0055. 719-520-0055, or his Washington, D.C. number is 202-225-4422, 202-225-4422. We need to ask Representative Lamborn to vote no on this terrible bill that Kevin McCarthy is negotiating with Biden. Paige Augustine, first of all, the Center for Renewing America has a budget that could be balanced in 10 years and by not touching Medicare or Social Security, but by instead not funding this whole woke ideology that is being pushed by the federal government and funded by the federal government as well. Explain that to our listeners, please.
Sure. So we put out, as you said, we put out a budget at the end of last year that would balance in 10 years. And it doesn't do that, as you mentioned, by going after Social Security and Medicare, which are huge entitlement programs that do cost the government a lot of money. But our strategy and thought on this was, well, those are generally conceived as earned benefits. People paid into the program, and now they are drawing out what they paid into at the end of it. And at the end of the day, these are funding for that people rely on. These are Americans who worked hard all their lives, and they are now dependent, a lot of them, on those programs. Why on earth would you go after those programs when you have the entire woke and weaponized federal bureaucracy spending billions of dollars every year to push an ideology that is at odds with the American way of life, that is based on like this critical identity-based neo-Marxism? It's the idea that all of society is divided up between class groups that are oppressor and oppressed, whether that's based on race or gender. That's what we are. We're either oppressor or oppressed, and then the whole society, because it is that it's that unjust system that is in place, must be torn down and replaced with some kind of utopian equity thing where social justice is the outcome. And that's literally the ideology of the whole federal bureaucracy. And they push that out through their grant programs, through the contract decisions that they make. The Department of Education funds this through the critical race theory through its training program, so that teachers are now trained to teach critical race theory in the schools or gender ideology in the schools, most of the time without parents. They actually tell the teachers how to get around the parents. You have the National Science Foundation, who has linked all the science research and medical research to growing diversity, equity, and inclusion, these different things. And it goes on and on and on across the board. Every single federal program has the same ideology that they're pushing. And we said, no, stop funding this. Stop funding the tyranny that puts a guy who built ponds, the EPA put a guy in jail, he's a retiree, because he built ponds on his land. And it's just like, we can't do that. We can't keep funding that kind of stuff. And so department and agency, and said, here's the best places to cut to get at this woke and weaponized spending. And the great thing was that this Limit Save Grow Act, the debt limit deal that they passed already, that the House already passed, would be an optimal way to do that. It provided $131 billion in cuts this year that could be targeted at the woke and weaponized government. And we have just, right now, Kevin McCarthy is trying to get away from that deal, goes with this bad deal, and we're just saying, stop that, stop it now.
Okay, a couple of things here. So one of our listeners said, is there a better way than just a whole bunch of phone calls to a representative? I think today, the action today is to call Lamborn's office. That's probably the thing that needs to do, right?
Yeah, we have to stop this bill now. And then there's always the next phase in the fight. But today, yes, the call to action would be call your member, call. We're putting out, our sister organization, Citizens for Renewing America, is putting up lists of members that we think are ripe to be called. Call those offices. Go to our website, AmericaRenewing.com. We wrote up a summary of the bill so that I think your listeners should see for themselves just how bad this deal really is. And that will motivate them to want to stop it as well.
Okay. And again, that is AmericaRenewing.com, AmericaRenewing.com. And Doug Lamborn's Colorado Springs office, and I guess right now it goes to voicemail, it's 719-520-0055, but you can leave a message. That's 719-520-0055. And then Lamborn's DC office is 202-225-4422, 202-225-4422. Paige Augustin, first of all, thank you for the work that you're doing. It is so important. We've got a couple of minutes left. How would you like to button this all up?
Well, I do want people to go to our website, AmericaRenewing.com. We've put up a summary of the bill. The bill is called the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which is just laughable. And we have gone through and told you the section by section what is in this bill. Read that while you're at the website. You can click on the budget tab, and that will take you to the budget that we've already talked about, the proposal there. We've put out what we call them in-focus documents that go through specific agencies and just lists example after example of the woke and weaponized spending that these agencies are doing. I think your listeners should go there and read that. More informed and the more we know about what the government is doing, the greater our appetite for the fight will be. And this is a long fight. It will not be over today, but today is a critical moment in the fight. And so we want people to be armed with the knowledge of what their government is doing and then just prepared to do battle.
And it's not that long to read that. I will read that here after the show. Paige Augustin, I so greatly appreciate you joining us today to keep us up to date on that. And let's just stay in contact because this is like minute by minute of the information that you're giving us. And again, this is Paige Augustin. She is with the Center for Renewing America. And again, I would highly recommend that you understand what this summary is. It will not take that long to read that. And that is at AmericaRenewing.com. So keep up the good work, Paige.
Thank you. And follow all of our fellows and Russ Vogt on Twitter. He's our president, and he is, like you said, he's giving minute-by-minute updates. So that's a great place to go for all the information on the play-by-play throughout the day.
Okay. Paige, thank you so much. And again, that's Paige Augustin, and she's the policy director with the Center for Renewing America. And our quote for the end of the show is from Milton Friedman. He said, the essential notion of a capitalist society is voluntary cooperation, voluntary exchange. The essential notion of a socialist society is force. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Hey, Paige.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.